Watinta bafazi, watinti mbogoto, uzogufa. Meaning, if you touch the women, you've touched the rock, and in fact you'll be crushed and you will die.
Lillian Ngoyi was a natural leader in a sense.
Lillian was a fire eater. I mean, she was so brave.
I was sitting all listening to her every word. She was powerful. She would get angry when she makes a point about the men especially. And she would say, where are the men? Why are they hiding?
Well, you know, the pass laws was the most ghastly law that was ever introduced in South Africa, both for men and women. People just disappeared.
At 9 o'clock, a big bell would ring, dong, dong, and you knew that was for you, if you were black, to get out of the white city.
Where we got the strength of forming this Federation of South African Women, it's because of the laws that were now discussed in Parliament of extending the reference books, which are passes, to the women. Well, we said, look, we are all women. If perhaps we involve the white women to strengthen our organization, it will be better. Let's speak with one voice as women.
And that is how the Women's March, the Federation of South African Women, which was already formed by then, decided that this is one issue that they're going to take up and fight against.
Helen, myself, and Lillian. The three of us were driving, and we were passing George Gough, a railway line. And there were railway coaches running slowly as he picked up speed. And in it were women singing, women in their gold, green, and black uniforms, singing. And we tried to wave as the car was running adjacent to the railway line. We were waving to them. Some of them spied us, and they also waved, and then they were jumping and screaming in the coaches. And so it was another indication that women were really serious in coming to Union Building.
By the time the women, the leaders arrived, there were a very large number of women already.
This was the first time in the history of South Africa that black women took over that citadel of apartheid where not even black men worked.
And Lillian said to the women that Shredi has run away. He's not in his office. And she said we should stand quietly, and they were going to sing the African National Anthem.
You know, the women too were angry, because Slidham ran away for them. But what did they do with that anger? They channeled it into that song.
Hey, Slidham, watinta bafazi, watinti mbokoto, uzakufa. Which means that we're not Slidham. You have been messing up with the women.
You touch the women, you start the rock, you are going to die.
Lillian was almost like, for me, irreplaceable. We had lots of good leaders in women. But for Lillian, it was very sad that we missed her voice. We missed her sound advice. And we could only go clandestinely to see her.
She used to say, my children, you see how we suffer. But it won't end up this way. Things will be all right. But now, on my side, my heart is very sore because she left before she sees things happen, like to see Mandela out of jail.
Lillian has left us the memory of a feisty, brave, well-spoken leader of women.
Lillian's legacy should be on the level of Nelson Mandela.
These stories of extraordinary people from our past have been brought to you by the South African History Archive. The programs were inspired by a series of countrywide street memorials that have been built by the Sunday Times Heritage Project, recognizing some of the country's most remarkable newsmakers and events on the spot where they happened. To find out more where the street memorials can be found, please visit www.sundaytimes.co.za.